and welcome to another special edition of KSKA's Community Forum. I'm Beattie Trantina, Program Director for KSKA. Today's special edition of Community Forum is about KSKA and you. Several months ago, public radio lost some good programs, NPR's Day to Day, Calling All Pets, and AK. The process of crafting a new program schedule involved going on the air in January and asking you to tell us what shows you'd like to hear. You came up with some great suggestions, many of which we used to launch the new program lineup in March. Today I'm here with my colleague Pat Yack, who's Vice President of News and Public Media, to ask you what you think of the new schedule. We'll be asking for more of your programming advice a little bit later and listen to your ideas on how to make KSKA even better. And we'll be talking about how you can advise KSKA on programming through the Community Advisory Council. As you know, this is a call-in program, so here are some phone numbers, 550-8484. No, that's not right. The phone number here is 550-8433. Again, that's 550-8433, or toll-free 1-888-353-5752. Remember, if you're listening to the program at 10 o'clock tonight, it's recorded. It's not live, so no one will be here to answer the phone, but we'll be on Twitter. So send us a tweet tonight at kska.org. And you can send us an email anytime at communityforum@kska.org. We'll be getting to your telephone calls in just a minute, but first let me introduce to you Pat Yack, who is Vice President of News and Public Media here at KSKA. Pat is in charge of guiding APRN, the network news, KSKA Radio, and KAKM Public Television, and all the websites. So, hi, Pat. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Beattie.
I already made my first boo-boo thinking we were doing a membership drive. We are not asking for pledges. We're asking for your comments today.
So the pressure's off.
The pressure is off, yeah.
All right, one boo-boo down. It's great to have this opportunity, Beattie, to do this program because it's a continuing conversation from the one that we started in January.
That's right.
When we let people know that we were about ready to make some programming changes, and we asked people their ideas and their thoughts about what we should do. And we made those changes in March, and it's time to hear what people have to say about it.
I was going to say it's an ongoing process, so this is a well-placed program.
It really is. Just as a brief introduction, Beattie, thanks for allowing me to take part in this. Much of my work is behind the scenes here at APTI. You and I were discussing before we went on the air that I didn't know if I had achieved sourdough status yet because I will be here 1 year as of, I think, in about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. My wife, Suzanne, who was reared in Juneau, had a wonderful opportunity to join the Alaska Community Council, and so we jumped at the opportunity to come to Alaska. We've been coming here for years to visit friends and family, and I had the opportunity to join the University of Alaska Anchorage faculty as the Atwood Chair of Journalism, and had a rich and wonderful relationship with the Department of Journalism and Public Communications over there. Fred Pierce is doing a marvelous job, and appreciated the opportunity to work with that faculty and the students over there, and to hopefully make some contributions to the journalism department. And then started in the spring working over here, and it's been a great opportunity to get involved with this exciting media that we are engaged in. And Suzanne and I have been longtime passionate listeners and viewers of public broadcasting. I went to college at SMU in Dallas, where, as many people know, Jim Lehrer has his roots. He was at the Dallas Morning News for many years and I believe helped start a program there. I think it was called The Newsroom. There at KERA in Dallas, and that really became a forerunner to what is now called the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. We have our radio dial set to KSKA and leave it there. So it's great to be here with this this great organization and to have a chance to work with folks like you, Petey.
Thanks, Pat. We're going to spend the next hour talking to you. We already have a couple people who have called in and would like to give their comments to us about the program schedule. 550-8433 or outside Anchorage, it's 1-888-353-5752. You can send an email to communityforum@kska.org. And Russ, we're going to go to you right away. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I actually called whenever you guys first did this, or the last time you guys did this, asking for suggestions. And I've been pretty happy with the suggestions so far, with everything that's happened so far, except that fresh air has been moved now to the afternoon. So it's on in like mid-afternoon and then late at night at like 11. So I it seems like I don't ever get to really hear all of fresh air. So I'd really like to see fresh air go back to 9 in the morning and put here and now, like in the afternoon, because it's more of a, you know, it's more of an eclectic kind of a show. And, it, you know, it's okay if you miss bits and pieces of here and now. But with fresh air, it's kind of nice to have the whole thing.
That's a great comment. Fresh air has been at the 3 o'clock hour for a long, long time, so that wasn't part of the change. But, you know, it's a tough thing to it's a tough kind of balancing act to try to respond to folks who say you got to move fresh air, understandably, and find another spot for it because I can never listen at 9. So move it later in the day when I can. But and it's just being able to craft a schedule that's going to meet the needs of all the listeners. So
That's just my 2 cents, and otherwise it's great. So I'm very happy with the new changes.
Well, good. Well, the program is recorded, so we're going to be playing this program back and writing down all of these comments. So when we have an opportunity to make additional changes, that's going to be on there. So, Russ, thanks a lot for calling.
No problem. Thanks. There you go.
It might be worth taking just a minute, Beatty, right here at the beginning to review for a moment some of the issues that were on the table.
Good idea.
Because it's not an easy task to make the kinds of changes that we made. But why don't you remind listeners some of the issues that we had to deal with, some of the things we wanted to try to accomplish with the decisions that we made?
Well, we had the opportunity and the responsibility of making some program changes back at the beginning of the year because some programs were just going to go away. They were stopped being produced. And so we went on the air on the January 21st, and the response was overwhelming, both on the phone calls and also on the email. And with some great ideas and a few clear requests, more international news coverage, especially from the international news sources, a request to continue Morning Edition until 9 o'clock on weekdays. You also ask for more news and intelligent talk overall and adding the Bioneers to the schedule. So those were our marching orders from you listeners and from Community Advisory Council members, from staff, from a number of different sources that this is what you'd like to hear. And we really tried our best to use those as those guiding lights that we could make thoughtful program changes and with some kind of reason behind them. So that's where we are, and that was the motivation for making the program changes that we needed to make and then to do some serious considerations of what listeners wanted to hear on KSKA. We've got another telephone call. Let's take that. Okay, so Alice, you are on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for having this program and an opportunity to share our concerns. I was used to be more of an active listener with KSKA and had been a member, but with these changes, I decided that it seemed like a lot of the programs were more fluff, and I was a little disappointed that you had dropped alternative radio on Wednesday evenings. And I understand that they're still functioning and, you know, offer that program, which was wonderful because you would listen to different guest speakers. Some, you know, I agreed with, others I didn't. But to give that type of educational opportunity to listen to some very well-renowned individuals. Another program that I would like to see you add would be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, who also does provide a lot of news and information. And I'm wondering why alternative radio was dropped and if there's any possibility of adding Democracy Now!
Alice, thank you for those comments. The reality certainly of adding new programs to respond to the requests of listeners to add new programs is that we've got to take programs off the air. We have 168 hours a week to work with, and so in making room for new programs, some of the older programs were taken off. Alternative Radio was a program we had on the air for a number of years, and towards the end of the airing, it was repeated quite frequently. So it was an opportunity to add more programs, new programs, and the consequence of that is that existing programs needed to be taken off the air to make room. And as far as Democracy Now! Goes, I know that that was something that was brought up the last time. And according to their website, Anchorage Democracy Now! Is available in the Anchorage area on KYES television. Also, KUDO 1080 AM airs it at 2 in the afternoon. And also, it's available on KWMD, which lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different frequencies. It's available in the morning at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and 7 in the morning as well. So it's available to listeners by listening to another radio station, KUDO, which has a good lineup of programming. And so we are able to provide programs that other radio stations are not able to provide. Pat, do you want to weigh in on some of this?
Well, it's always a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we love listening to KSKA for the programs that we had on the air, and we all get accustomed to listening at certain times and scheduling certain things around those times, and we certainly appreciate the following that gets created as a result, and at the same time, I'm trying to be attentive to other listeners who have, when asked what kind of suggestions they would make, have given us some ideas about some of the steps that we ought to take. And we have gotten some good feedback from people, particularly with BBC, which we've had a lot of hours from. And I just wanted to read a couple of real quick emails to that regard. BD et al., kudos to the staff on the new revised programming and the ready availability of the schedules and specials on the website. Especially, I appreciate your increasing programming from the BBC, one of the true stars in the broadcast firmament. And that's from Dale. Thanks, Dale, for those kudos.
Alice, it's a tough call, as we have mentioned at the top of the hour, to provide room for new ideas and new programs that people are requesting and wanting. And it requires us to take a look at the program schedule that we've got and make room and cast a wide net. It's not something that we know everyone is going to be happy with, but we sure want to take a listen and to ask listeners for advice, and where we can make those changes, we will, and we'll do the best we can.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
And Beattie, let me just say, speaking about listening, if you're listening tonight, you can't call, because if you're listening tonight, it's recorded. But we will be taking your tweets, and so if you're on Twitter tonight and want to bang out a tweet, we'll be happy to field it.
If you'd like to give us a call, 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, the number is toll-free, 1-888-353-5752. Send us an email. Pat, you are taking care of the emails. I'm taking care of the telephone calls. And hopefully we'll be able to get to everyone who responds to the phone, to the program today. The email address is communityforum@kska.org. And as you said, you can send us a Twitter at
KSKA.
Educate me.
At KSKA.
At KSKA.
Yeah, send us a tweet.
And that's for later on this evening.
Yeah.
You can also find a wealth of information about KSKA and networks and more programming and everything by going to our website at kska.org. It is edited and coordinated by Kristen Spack, who is on staff here, and she really does a great job of getting lots of information, stories posted, links posted, and we want to make that as full and as rich as the air.
That's right. Let me read another quick email. I love the station. However, when you changed the programs, it felt like I'd lost my best friend.
Uh-oh.
Please reinstate the BBC full hour of news at 11 p.m. Susan.
Okay. Well, 11 o'clock in the evening is where the second, the repeat of Fresh Air is. So that's a good piece of advice. I know that BBC is available 24 hours, and it's a good program stream. We're going to go back to the phone. Roger, programming, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Well, you're very welcome. And I generally agree with your programming. But we're very fond of calling all pets. Was that taken from the air?
You know what? That lost its national funding, and it stopped production in June. And so I know that was a tough one. We all loved that one.
Are you a pet owner, Roger?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that BD and I have talked about is how we weave this topic into other programs that we do, like Community Forum.
Exactly.
At the risk of alienating some listeners, I am not a pet owner, but I realize the importance of pets in people's lives, and I don't think they can talk or listen enough about them. So it's one we know that people have great passion about, and Beatty and I have talked about how we address the fact that we lost that very popular program.
Okay. Well, one other question I have, and then I'll be done with you folks, is why don't you repeat the car talk people? You do on for Garrison Keillor, which we really enjoy. What's the story on Car Talk?
You know, that's a great question, and I must say that I'm at fault for not doing more in that regard, because you're right, it is one of the most popular programs we have all week. And the purpose of repeating a program is to allow another segment of the audience that might not be able to listen to it the first time around to listen to it the second time around, and That's a great recommendation. It really is.
Okay.
So it's just my fault that I haven't done more with that suggestion, but it's a great program and a great suggestion.
Well, it's – oh, my wife says, how about It's Only a Game? Has that been taken from the air?
That was another program that was taken from the air, and I believe that the time that we used to air that was 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we replaced it with the travel program with Rick Steves. So, you know, again, it's in order to put something new on, you've got to take something off, and I know that the program Only a Game had a great appeal to the sports enthusiast and those that were not exactly the sports enthusiast, and so it was a tough call. So we're going to try out the Rick Steves for a while and see how that goes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We have another person, another phone call. Susan?
Hello.
Hi there. You have a question about the National Press Club.
Yes, I really enjoyed listening to the National Press Club luncheon speeches. In fact, I improved my own public speaking by listening to them and critiquing them as they spoke. And I really enjoyed that show.
So did
okay.
I.
I'd love to see that back.
Okay.
I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And that might be another show that you would think about repeating.
That's a great suggestion.
And what about the Sylvia Rim parenting radio show? Is that still in production?
You know what? I would have to double check on that. I don't know if that is or not. And of course, that's the first place to look to see if it's still being produced. We ran that program a number of years ago. Sylvia Rim was actually up here in Anchorage and did some workshops. So You know what, Susan? I don't know the answer to that question. Let me also address something with the National Press Club. That has come up every once in a while in our Community Advisory Council meetings. And the last time I checked, the National Press Club was not making those broadcasts available through NPR anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad. It was kind of challenging to get it on the air because it was not a regular broadcast. Sometimes it was once a week, sometimes it was five times a week. We cherry-picked the programs that we thought were of particular interest to the listeners. In order to broadcast that program at 9 o'clock on the weekday mornings, we had to take something else off, which didn't, you know, bode well for the folks who liked what they wanted to hear on that particular day. But
right. It
really added a sense of connection and immediacy and perspective and context to some of those big issues that were being reported in the news. So I'll be on the lookout for that. If that returns in some way, that would be a great addition to the broadcast schedule.
Yes, it would. Also, I wonder, are you still doing City Arts of San Francisco?
Oh, yes, we certainly are. And, okay, this is a pop quiz. That is on Tuesday evenings at 9 o'clock. It's at 9 o'clock on Tuesday evenings. That's another great program
you.
That would be fun to repeat. So
yes,
we've got a lot of stuff in so little time. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for giving us a call. And, Pat, we're going to take a quick break here. And you can shuffle your papers around. People can give us a call at 550-8433. We are talking about KSKA with you and with Vice President of News and Public Media, Pat Yak. What do you think of the new program schedule launched in March on KSKA? What local voices, local lectures would you like to hear on KSKA? So we'll be right back. And you are listening to a special edition of Community Forum on KSKA Anchorage.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do.
Randy Newman on KSKA. We are back at a special edition of Community Forum talking with you about KSKA, and we are going to go back to the phones with LeMay. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I love the new changes. Thank you very much. And my biggest problem is that I want to listen all the time and don't have that much radio time. And thank you for not messing with Saturday very much. I agree. Wait, don't tell me. You could play it 2, 3, 4 times during the week, the same episodes. I think that'd be wonderful. I think if people want sports like the game show, they can listen to all the AM stations. So I really like the new travel edition. And I have just one question.
Sure.
What happened to Nellie Moore?
Nellie Moore resigned from KSKA to develop more of the opportunity she has in her career. And every once in a while, she does come back and sits on Anchorage Edition, which airs on Friday afternoon and repeats on Saturday evening. So, yeah.
Yes, another great show.
Good.
Thank you for all the changes. I love them.
Oh, good. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to go to John. Okay, John is done. How about we go to Anna? And Anna is on line 8. I have a little note here that she has some concerns about the new program. So, Anna, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on. First off, I just wanted to say thanks a lot for putting this segment of the program on and getting so much public feedback from everybody. I know it's probably a tough job for you guys trying to figure out how to get all this organized.
We're doing our best.
You're actually doing a pretty good job. I just I tend to listen to the radio a heck of a lot more in the early part of the day than in the evening. And it seems to me like there's a lot of the same types of things on more, so it seems like there used to be quite a bit more variety. And I'd like to agree with that, one of the first callers that said having fresh air back in the mornings, you got my thumbs up for that, too.
Okay.
I have probably only heard fresh air a couple of times now since you folks moved it to the late evening slot. The 3 o'clock, I get that every now and again, but I definitely used to catch it more during the early part of the day, and really do miss that. And I know there's a few programs you used to have on that are no longer available that I'm all sadly missing, but that's it. You guys are doing a good job. Thanks for having thanks for giving us the opportunity to voice our comments.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time to call.
Can I jump with an email here?
Absolutely. That's Pat Yak, our Vice President of News and Public Media.
Let's see, who is this from? Annie.
Okay.
Annie has a great idea.
Great.
As I really, really enjoy City Arts and lectures, I would appreciate hearing it announced more often in advance.
Good point.
Who the guest is for the current week's program. Too often, I am disappointed because I forget to tune in and discover afterwards that a favorite artist or thinker was featured in a previous program. It is especially disappointing to miss City Arts and Lectures because it isn't archived anywhere, at least now, not that I can find online. So please direct me if there is a source. Okay, we can do that. If I miss nearly any other program on KSKA, I can locate it in the archives. Is it possible to receive an auto email announcement each week about the featured artist on City Arts and Lectures? That would really be valuable to me.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's a great idea.
I do, too. And I do not think that we send out emails like this, but it is something that we ought to be doing. We are taking steps every day to improve our websites to address issues just like Annie has raised.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that tip. Thanks for that good idea.
I think that the power of promoting something cannot be understated. We think that we might be saying it over and over and over again, but if you only heard it once and you're really interested in hearing who the guest is on a particular program, once is just not enough, and especially for a program like City Arts, which is on in the evenings, Tuesday evenings at 9. I agree. I think that's a great idea. So we will tighten up and step up our ability to promote more of those great programs.
Can I read something else very quickly?
Yes, you can.
Because she's got another great idea. Annie, thanks for writing. Each day between the winter solstice and the summer solstice, you state the time of sunrise and sunset and the total number of hours and minutes of daylight for that day, followed by the number of minutes and seconds gained since the previous day. Between the summer and winter solstices, you provide all that info except for the loss of time since the previous day. If it's considered too negative or too depressing to state the loss of daylight between June and December, it could be more neutrally described as a difference or change. After all, it's just the reality that we lose daylight for half the year and gain it for the other half. Since KSKA's mission is to inform its listeners, the station cannot avoid presenting information that could be construed as depressing or negative. If that were the case, much of the news would not be broadcast by the station. Please consider telling us every day of the year what the change or difference in daylight length is from the previous day. I appreciate having that information.
Well, I appreciate hearing that, and I would like to hear from other listeners and to hear what you have to say, if that's something that you'd like to hear, the amount of minutes that we lose after the summer solstice, or if you would just assume not. It's one of those very important, specific little bits of information that can either make or break your day, I think. So some people just don't like it, and some people really do like it. So let us hear from you when you call in and tell us more about the program schedule. Let us know. We are going to go back to the phones with Sean. You've got some comments about the medical programs that we have on.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Am I on now?
Yes, you are.
There used to be Dr. Woodard and then another program, which was quite good, and that was fine. But now there's about four programs on having to do with medical situations, and I personally think that that's a bit too much. Is it because our audience is getting so old and in need of medical care more than it used to be?
I don't think that the audience is aging. We have a wide variety of listeners from the 20s up into the senior citizens, the very old. But what we tried to do, Sean, is we tried to create a program schedule where there was a block of programming in the evening to make it easier for people to find the kind of programming they want to hear, like a block of medical and science programming, a block of local lectures or of national lectures, international news. And so we knew the popularity of Line One, Your Health Connection with Dr. Thad Woodard. Sound Medicine is another program that's very popular within the public radio population. The People's Pharmacy is another one that is an independent produced program, which was also something that we heard from listeners that you wanted us to diversify the different sources of information. So it wasn't all NPR all the time, but a variety of sources. So it was a way to provide more of the medical science programming and to do it in a way that it's just easier to find. It's more predictable in the schedule.
Well, most will disagree with me, but I think it's a bit too much.
Okay.
I also wish that at least late at night you would have more music on. It seems like you've cut back on music, for instance, on Thursday night. And I think information constantly, at least for me, gets to be a bit too much. And I think if we had a little bit more innovative music later on at night, like starting at 10 o'clock or perhaps even at 9 o'clock or even at, you know, at 11 o'clock, I think that would be a good thing to have,
okay,
personally.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for letting me know.
Okay.
Hey,
you're welcome. Bye.
Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to go to Dennis.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity to comment. I'm a longtime listener to public radio here, and also I'm a member. And also in the winter, I spend about 4 months in the Phoenix area, so I listen to KJAZZ, the public radio station there, which is an excellent station. And it's always nice, even traveling up and down the highway, to find the public radio, just start looking around on 88 to 91 or mm-hmm. somewhere around there on the FM dial. And you can usually run into a public radio station, so you get to NPR and all those particular ones that you like. One thing I do like to see up here on this radio station is the Diane Rehm Show, mm-hmm. which is an excellent basis for information and for political thought and current issues and stuff. And it's delivered on a time delay basis in Phoenix, but because it starts, I think, early in the morning in D.C., but
right.
It's an excellent program. And I would like to see that one up here. And I'd like to echo the gentleman who just called about music. I'm a blues fan, and I miss the Blues Before Sunrise that you used to have on
uh-huh.
in the evenings. And also, I don't necessarily like to hear Fresh Air, you know, again at 11 o'clock. I do listen to it pretty much all day long.
Okay, great.
But you do a great job, and it's a great radio station, a great service, and I'm happy to be a member here, and even a Snowbird member down in Arizona.
KJZZ, Scott Williams, I believe, is the program director in Phoenix. He does a wonderful job of programming the station.
He does an excellent job, and their
sure
public
does.
Television station there with that Horizons that they have in the evening. It's it's similar to Anchorage Edition, but they have it on every night. Of course, it's a much bigger audience there, but... It's local things that happen in the city, and I even enjoy watching that, even though I'm not local.
Great.
But
Dennis,
you do great work.
Dennis, thank you so much for calling. This is great talking to you.
Thank you.
Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do this. This is a wonderful service to your listeners and the members in general to give some feedback, and I second any number of callers who have already said that you guys are doing a great job. And I really, really like the fact that you've, I'm going to get the program name wrong, Alaska News Nightly has been moved to the afternoon on Friday afternoon. Have I got the right name? Where they do the panel, the round table discussion on what's going on in Alaska.
Anchorage Edition.
Thank you. I knew I had the name wrong. It's like I'm not going to remember it now. I really like that that is on during an earlier hour because I kept missing it when it was on later. And I am like one of your callers who tends to listen more to the radio in the morning, and I do miss Fresh Air at the 9 o'clock slot.
Okay.
And, yes, you could put wait, don't tell me all day Saturday for your Prairie Home Companion and of course, the Car Talk guys. I want to also say thank you for putting more international news on. I really appreciate being able to hear other perspectives. The Ira Glass program, while it is extremely interesting, I find it very disconcerting to listen to it at that time slot on Saturday.
Okay.
And perhaps we could consider an afternoon slot during the week or either an early evening slot, something
okay.
like that. But again, you guys are doing a wonderful job, and thank you so very much. And yes, I want to hear about the decrease in time. I missed that.
Oh, okay.
Just call it time change.
Time change. Okay. Hey, Carol, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Keith real quick and then go to some more emails. So, Keith, thanks for calling in.
Hello. Thanks for having the show. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing down there. I know it's near impossible to please everybody. You said that you have a time crunch trying to pack in all the shows that you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
I got a major suggestion. On Fridays and Saturdays, we have Hispanic music. You could lose that. That'll give you some more time. You could lose Soul to Soul. That would give you some more time. And we could get on some shows like Democracy Now! Or News from Outside the Bubble with Harry Shearer. You could bring back Blues Before Sunrise. And I'd like to say bring back All Pats. I know that's not a choice, but my cat would really appreciate that.
Keith, thank you very much for giving us a call. We appreciate hearing from each and every listener and appreciate your understanding that the 168 hours a week is a pretty limited palette. We've got an HD2 and an HD3 signal. With nothing on them. So
I don't think I have the ability to receive them anyway. I'm
oh,
sure.
Well, you know, it's a growing technology, and we would like to be able to program those as carefully and as thoughtfully as we have our main signal. And so we're going to be taking suggestions, I know, in the future on what listeners want to hear with those HD channels. So, Keith, thank you very much for giving us a call.
And I'll be in touch to find out how I can put on my own show down there as a volunteer.
Okay, good enough.
I'll play some of the music I want to hear. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Good enough. Thanks.
Want me to read some emails real quick?
Let's get those on the air, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read some of these in part, and I hope it adjusts us to the main points. This is from Jackie. I'm very unhappy with the decision to move Fresh Air from 9 a.m. time slot. The result is that I rarely have the opportunity to hear the program. 3 p.m. is a busy time for me every morning. However, I have time to listen to it at 9 a.m. That's Jackie on Fresh Air. This is from Joe. I think KSKA is one of the best public radio stations I've ever come across, and I travel often. Many public radio stations play classical music during the day or don't have the same level of programming and diverse offerings that KSKA does, including your local content and branching out to include interesting things in the evening like city arts and lectures and mm-hmm. so forth. Soul to Soul, baby. That stuff has been on the air since I was in high school 15 years ago. KSKA, don't you ever let go of that flavor.
Marvell and Sherry Johnson have been longtime volunteers, and Soul to Soul airs on Saturday nights from 10 until 2 on Sunday mornings. So there's a lot of great ideas and great comments and so much great programming and so little time. And you know what, Pat? We're going to take another break. We'll be back. If you're listening to this special edition of Community Forum at Night, remember the program was recorded earlier. You can also hear an archived copy of today's show at kska.org following today's broadcast. You're listening to a special edition of Community Forum here on FM 91.1. Lots of people calling in and giving us some great ideas, some great comments on our program schedule. We have Heather Flynn, who is on the line. She has been part of our Community Advisory Council now for a long time. And part of what we do here is we have the Community Advisory Council that meets on a monthly basis from September until June, and we talk about programming. Heather, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Beattie.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Let me just tell you, I've been involved with the CAB, I think, since about 1996. And frankly, I just heard an announcement one day that you made, and I was curious. So I dropped in because I was in the neighborhood. I was working at UAA at the time, and so I came in and joined the Community Advisory Board. And I think the role of the CAB is to listen to our listeners and see what they have to say. And for me, in the last, more than 10 years, it's been an opportunity to learn about proposed program changes and actual changes and why they were made. And one really important and exciting thing for me is the technological changes that enable me to access my favorite programs from all over via, computer, iPod, and frankly, other means that I'm too unsophisticated to understand. The other thing that's really been helpful is I travel a great deal and I listen to public radio all over the place. And then I come back and say, you've heard me say this, Beattie, hey, Beattie, check out this program. I heard it. It sounds just terrific. See if we can get it here.
It's a great service that you and the other members of the Community Advisory Council serve. The CAC serves at the pleasure of the Board of Directors. They deal with policy issues. The CAC advise programming. And there's been a number of times that rolling ideas off of all of you and accepting your ideas just helps bring some clarity onto so many choices and options. So, the Community Advisory Council takes the summer off, and you'll be...
Not quite. Wait a minute. Not quite. Remember, was it last year or year before last, we had some really interesting and exciting issues that were coming up on the ballot, and the CAC said, wait a minute, we can't take all of this time off. We really want to come back here in July or August or whenever it was. We've got to get prepared for that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, the next CAC meeting is September 16th here at the station, and we will be doing on-air announcements, inviting people. Anybody who'd like to come to the station, they're on 1 o'clock in the afternoon on September 16th. And we would really like to have you come and talk about programming ideas, more reaction to the programs that we have on the air, and we can give you more information on how to be on the Community Advisory Council and to participate.
Thanks, and I want to listen to more suggestions.
Oh, good. Thanks, Heather.
You bet.
And also, we have a picnic coming up, which is a member appreciation picnic that's coming up on July 30th right here at the station at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's for everyone who is a member or everyone who would just like to find out more about becoming a member of KSKA. And so you're all invited to the member appreciation picnic, which is here at the Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center a week from tomorrow, July 30th, beginning at 5. And you can go to kska.org/support/picnic. Find out lots more. We'd like to have you RSVP so we know that you're coming. We can prepare the hot dogs and
it's gonna be a great
give you
time.
The tours and everything. It should be a great time. So we are wrapping up the last 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes. Wow, it goes fast. Of this special edition of Community Forum on KSKA, we have people who are waiting to get on the air. And Lori, you are next. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Beattie. This is Lori Ostrowski.
Hi, Lori.
I'm doing this program today. This is fabulous. And I love, I've written so many notes here from what other people have said that I'm like, you know, I was like, oh, yes, I agree with that. No, I don't want this. But I love what I agree with is that I really hope that Fresh Air goes back to the 9 o'clock slot.
Okay.
In the morning. I like everybody else, I listen to that with my morning coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really get to hear it that much in the afternoon or later at night, so I would love for that to be back on at 9 o'clock. And I also agree that we should have the loss of time announced as well as the gain of time.
Okay.
Because I think that's a good reality-based thing to do. And I do miss alternative radio very, very much.
Okay.
I love that show. I think it's just a great show. But I'm really happy that Richard Nelson and Encounters is on for a whole hour. I just think that show is just fabulous. And I could listen to him all day, too, like many people can listen to the City Arts and Lectures. I love that one, too. But I was just wondering, I have a question about if there are any more teen-produced programs. I have a teenage daughter, and I have her listening with me to KSKA, and sometimes, you know, she wants to change the station a lot, so we have to compromise, of course, but I wish there were some good, I know there's been some teen-produced programs on in the past. I'm not sure where they're from. I don't think they're from here so much.
Actually, Shanna Sheehy is a wonderful independent producer, and she provides the Spirit of Youth features that we air on Monday morning.
Right.
We also have aired a program in the past from the Alaska Teen Media Institute that I think KNBA also airs. I don't know what time on KNBA. But, Lori, those are great suggestions. I'll check it out and see.
Okay, great. And I was also somebody was asking about getting program notes to find out who was going to be on City Arts and Lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I get updates from NPR for all kinds of things, and they had like a sign-up thing where you could get these, you know, blasts all day from them. And I don't know if that's a possibility for KSKA to add on. I know that's more techno stuff that I don't know anything about, but I know people over there probably do.
It's certainly a great idea to check it out. As Pat and I said, we don't know enough to say, oh, yeah, we can begin to do that tomorrow. But,
right.
But still, you know, being able to get the word out any way we can about the stuff that's coming up with everyone's busy schedule is a good thing.
Yes, because everybody's in front of their computers basically all the time. And with these updates I get from NPR, it really, you know, then I go to their site and I'm, you know, checking out these stories more or seeing things that I've missed or looking at stuff that's coming up. And I really, it helps me a lot.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks.
I listen all the time.
Thanks for calling, Lori.
All right, Beattie. Thank you so much.
All righty. We're going to go to Mary on the phone.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being there.
You've got, after 40 years of being out of the habit of listening to the radio, I moved from Los Angeles. I'm back on track. I now listen to classical radio or public radio, period.
Well, that's great.
I mean, you've filled my radio band. I don't need any further entertainment. I love City Arts and Lectures, your short stories thing that you have going now, World Affairs Council, rebroadcast of their luncheon meeting. They're wonderful, just wonderful.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in with your comments. We know that KSK listeners share listening with other radio stations, KLEF, classical music, KNBA, the other public radio station in the Anchorage area, a great lineup of music. So I think there's something for everyone. I think we've got a great radio community here.
Oh, it's the scope is marvelous, and I love the amount of news that's on that is worldwide for a change.
Very good. Thanks, Mary, for calling in.
Thank you.
Beattie, am I still on the air? This is Heather.
Oh.
I have a question.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, you obviously are, Heather.
Thank you very
Heather.
Much.
I'm glad you're at the controls.
I don't know anything about this second and third band, so when you do in fact have it, I hope that you will have instructions on how to use it. But is there any possibility that we could get some archives on those bands, like the old radio reader that we had 30 years ago, and archives of Carl Hoff?
I don't know the answer to your question, but it certainly would be something that I would check out as far as vintage classic radio programs and to see what the availability is, what the cost is, and just how to get a hold of some of those. I would be interested in whatever anyone would like to have us consider for those HD2 and HD3.
Well, you and I have both been around since before the format changed, and you may recall that we had Radio Reader on. It was wonderful. And also Carl Hoff, who does that sort of,
hello.
Tell us about music.
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Heather. I'll check it out. Do you want to stay on, or do you have to go?
No, I'm staying on, but I'll be quiet.
Okay, okay. That's all right. Pat,
let me go ahead. Let me just very quickly read some emails because we've gotten some great comment and feedback from some folks. This is from Jean. She says, I love this new schedule. For many years, I have recorded my favorite shows, first on cassette tape, now on an MP3 player, not an iPod. I listen to it when I'm out in the garden or doing some other chores or when in a remote cabin. Thanks, Jean. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. This is from Julie. Greetings. Congratulations on wonderful KSKA. I'm a huge fan and would not want to live without KSKA or public radio. I work on the remotely approximately 1 week out of four, and the thing I miss most, besides my dog and cat, is KSKA. Oh. Question. What do you know? I would dearly love to hear the two-hour program in its entirety. Well, you, this, Jean, let's see. I want to make sure that I'm reading this right. Yeah, this is from Julie. I'm sorry, Julie. Well, I was a fan of What Do You Know, too, Julie, and it is one of those shows that did have a fan base, and it's one of those shows, unfortunately, we did lose as part of the changes that we made.
But, Julie, if you're listening, I hope you are, we do have the opportunity to air a special What Do You Know that's coming up on August 7th. What Do You Know is going to travel to KUAC in Fairbanks. And so we have an opportunity to do a special edition of the What Do You Know from Fairbanks, August 7th. Don't quote me on this. I think it starts at 7 in the evening, but we'll do promotion on air to let you know. So as Pat said, it's a program that was on the air, and then it was off the air. We brought it back on the air, and now it's off of the air. So, yeah, it's a tough thing to try to squeeze everything in that we'd like to be able to air in the time that we have allotted. So let's go back to the phone. Arthur, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. I just wanted to quickly say that I really do appreciate the program KSKA, and also enjoy looking forward to Sundays with my family. You have a program called Algo Nuevo.
Yes.
And then you also have Latino USA that precedes that. And we get a lot of invaluable information through the program, and just want to encourage you to keep that up. We really enjoy, we have a great family time. I have a 6-year-old and I have a 1-year-old, and my wife and I have a tendency to dance to the cumbia and all the traditional Tejano music and music found throughout the Southwest, and just want to give you words of encouragement just to continue with that, and really appreciate the program and everything that it brings to my family, an opportunity for us to gather around, listen to the news, and dance around the house. So thank you.
Well, thanks so much for calling. One of the things we were able to add in our new program schedule was another hour of Algo Nuevo on Friday nights at 11 o'clock with producer Dave Luera. He is from Anchorage. He is just his enthusiasm is wonderful to be around him, and he does a great job on the air in English and in Spanish to serve as many people as possible, and so it's a great addition to the program.
I just want to put in a plug for Dave, and thank you so much for calling. Dave comes in every week with so much energy and so much passion and so much enthusiasm for the work that he does. And I know that my wife is a big fan of the program, And so we listen to it. And so we very much appreciate your doing as well. And thank you for letting us know.
550-8433. Boy, we are just about, we are coming rapidly to the end of this program. It went by so quickly. But Oren, tell us what you like and what you don't like about KSKA.
Well, I really, I'm actually a member down at KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
And I work here for the last three summers and enjoy your programming so much that I decided to be a member here as well.
Why don't you send me some pizza up from Tracktown Pizza?
Tracktown Pizza, not Size Pizza.
No, Tracktown, man.
Okay, you betcha. I'm actually here listening to your program, and I really enjoy the amount of local community that you do, because as a guy who's coming in as a sort of semi-foreigner and sort of assimilating into here, I get to know all the local politics and views and get to participate in it, which is real fun for me being on the road. So,
Oren, go ahead.
Yes. I wake up every morning and turn on the morning edition to make my coffee, and I do that at home in Eugene, and just love that I can do it here as well.
Oren, if you're listening to KSKA signal in outside, how is the quality of the stream signal?
Well, it's funny. I stay in Girdwood.
Oh,
so I've
okay.
got my local Girdwood.
Yep.
Transponder, and as I get just past Bird on my way, I flip it over. And if I'm building a trail of blue ice down in Portage Valley, and as I get down 4 miles south of Girdwood, I flip it over to the main acreage transponder and actually get a signal all the way in Portage while I'm working on my machine. I'll sit there and listen to radio.
That's great. We've worked pretty hard, our engineering department, over the years of moving a tower to where it was before, out to Goose Bay, increasing the power of KSKA, a series of translators so that people in Girdwood and Seward and Unalaska and Prudhoe Bay can listen to the programming on KSKA. And we are, you know, moving ahead and developing ideas and with listeners and with viewers and with supporters, it's we have an opportunity to do more and to do better. So we really appreciate you calling in and letting us know.
I love the public radio, and I can't do commercials, so I listen to you guys, and as soon as I get around the one corner, I flip it to the next station and continue listening to you. It's great.
Thanks, Oren. We appreciate your call.
All right. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. We are wrapping up this special edition of Community Forum, and if we didn't get to your phone call, if you can send us an email with your comments and your ideas and your reactions to KSKA's program schedule, we'd love to hear from you. Remember that we are going to be on the air. As a matter of fact, Pat, you are going to be on Twitter tonight.
I'll be on Twitter tonight, so if you've got some comments, send us a tweet.
Coming up at the top of the hour, and so a couple things. We have a member appreciation picnic for all of our members and anyone interested in becoming a member of KSKA. It comes up on a week from tomorrow, July 30th, from 5 to 7:30. Go to the website at kska.org/support/picnic. It's been a great hour. Thank you, Pat Yak, Vice President of News and Public Media at KSKA, KKM, and the Alaska Public Radio Network.
Thank you, Beatty.
You're welcome. And thank you, Heather Flynn, member of the Community Advisory Council. Special thanks to Kristen Spack, our engineer, Constance Huff, answering the phones. And thank you for listening and sharing your thoughts with KSKA. Remember, the recorded rebroadcast of Community Forum repeats tonight at 10. We'll be on Twitter tonight, so send us a tweet at kska.org. And because the program is recorded tonight, we will not be accepting phone calls, but we'll be on Twitter. So tweet at kska.org.
Beatty, it's been great. Let's do this again.
Let's do this again. An archived copy of today's program will be available online at kska.org. Community Forum is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of KSKA. I'm Beatty Trantina. Thanks for listening, and thank you for supporting KSKA Anchorage.